welcome to another episode of We the People Radio. My name is Aaron Ryan.
And I'm Bill Cundiff.
I sound like I have pillows over my ears.
Yeah? They don't look like pillows.
It does. It sounds like a, maybe pillows in my ears.
Oh, there you go. Now I can hear you.
Okay, there
you
go.
That's better. Yeah.
So you have something to add?
Yeah, we have a new sponsor. We have a brand new sponsor here at We the People Radio.
Like that intro?
Yeah, that's great.
Super professional.
Our new sponsor is Pape Machinery. Pape Machinery is our local John Deere ag and turf dealer. Pape Machinery is a family-owned business. Been in Reading for quite a while on the construction side. Now they're here on the ag and turf side. So anything you want in tractors, go see them. John Deere up on Twinview Boulevard, 3119 Twinview. And they're just south of Phil's Propeller. You can reach them on the phone at 226-9226 or catch them online at papemachinery.com.
They were super popular last week because they were the only guys in Northern California with generators.
Oh, yeah, that's another thing. Yeah, they do. They still have generators. So if you're looking for a generator.
So in case you think PG&E might shut the power off again.
Yeah, that's going to be the new norm.
Well,
yeah, you better be prepared.
Bottom line is you better be ready for it regardless.
Yep. Go by and see them. They got generators all shapes and sizes, and they got them in stock.
If I cry, can I get a bigger generator?
No, let's not go into the crying.
Last week was quite a week. If you lived in an area that had a power outage.
Oh, boy.
Wowza. Bottom line is, honestly, we need to take a serious look at ourselves. There are some things we can't control. The power grid would be one of those things. It was interesting. We happened to have Dr. Peter Pry on last week, who has done quite a bit. He was on the National EMP Commission. And if you have, I don't know, respiratory equipment or things that you need in order to maintain your life or your lifestyle, you better figure out how to run those. If the power goes out for a period of time.
Yeah, yeah. We had people come in that had that exact problem. We had elderly people that had no power. And get a generator. It'll solve your issues, make it a little more safe for you.
Got to plan ahead. It's not good the day of. Extra water, a little extra fuel. If you find out they may be shutting the power off, put gas in your tank ahead of time.
Yeah.
Because without power, we have no fuel.
We had.
I feel odd, actually, telling people this because...
Well, you should know that.
You should know these things.
Let's give them a little
heads up. But I can tell you they don't.
Nope. Yeah, you couldn't buy a generator in south of Sacramento, which for you folks that aren't from here, north of Sacramento, that's 160 miles. Nobody had generators. So if you didn't have one,
out of luck.
Flashlights and candles.
So anyway, just a thought because these things happened and we're headed into winter. So who knows? You could wind up without power again. So make plans. All righty. So, hot in here. Is it hot in here?
Yeah, it is.
Yeah, it is hot in here. It's hot in here because of China. And we'll be increasing your stress level again today. In a good way, actually. It's one of those things we're hearing about a lot in the news. So we decided to have our friend Dr. Chen on one more time. I'm sure it won't be the last time. He has pointed us to a slew of other people that we'll be following up with in the future on rumors about China. But I really think this last week was the first time I've ever seen anything on a mainstream news program. Tucker Carlson, I caught the tail end of it. He had a guy on there who was discussing the fact that by our country being addicted to cheap Chinese products, the Walmart factor and all those other things, that we are basically supporting slavery in China. And Dr. Chen had told us that.
Yep.
I don't know. I found it
interesting. We've been talking about China for the last month, and I'm seeing more and more of that in mainstream.
Which is good.
Yeah,
it's about time we got smarter about it.
Story needs to be told.
Today we're going to be discussing why Americans really aren't told the truth about China. So why keep everybody here in the dark? Because that obviously isn't an accident. It takes a concerted effort to ignore base fear in the world and not bring them to the American public. So we're going to get into why exactly that's happening. And in case you have caught any of our previous programs with Dr. Chen, today is October the 3rd, 2019. And we're adding with like July of this year, and this will be our, holy cow, our sixth program. He's now our best friend forever. He's moved into the best friend forever circle.
That's a small circle.
It's a small circle.
Yeah.
But, you know, when somebody has a lot of information and it's accurate and it's something that people need to know, it's better that it comes from the source than some nameless, faceless person. So anyway, we've chatted with him a few times. He was born in China in 1962 and at 15 entered the gifted program at China University of Science and Technology. He came in 1982 to study and received his PhD in molecular biology at the University of California, San Diego. Currently owns and runs a biology startup in San Diego and has really been active in projects concerning China for over 30 years. He's very involved in the activist program, has conceived the idea of the Courageous People Spirited Land TV series and implemented it. Those programs have become very popular in China, where viewers have been disseminating them and defying the Chinese regime's prohibition. So he would be sort of like the underground, really, and getting the word out. So that's all from us. And so, Dr. Chen, we've got a few minutes here before break. You want to set up for people a little bit about today?
Yes. Just like you said, last week is an explosive week. Explosive week that caught Americans off guard to a degree, and this kind of thing that's been going on for the past quarter century. It's only because the NBA firestorm that unwittingly, started by Daryl Morey, the general manager of Houston Rockets, seven-word tweet.
Mm-hmm.
Quote, fight for freedom, stand with Hong Kong. That escalated to a crisis, a national crisis. Maybe.
Oh, yeah.
Even. And so that caught, and yes, I watched Tucker's interview, He actually had several last week, at least two, if not three. And NBA is one of them. And so I think this NBA firestorm has done more than all the previous incidents, because NBA has star players that we Americans take them as idols, as our non-wartime heroes. And Americans witnessed how these idols were beaten by the CCP, beaten to the point to have their tails tucked in between their legs. And that hurts. And so for our listeners, I want to just quickly summarize what happened. So last Friday, the Fridays before last week, on October 4th, Maury tweeted those famous or infamous, depending on which side you're on, tweet. But he quickly deleted upon seeing Chinese social media users targeting his account with angry messages and called for his firing. And hours later, Rockets owner tweeted, "Listen, Maury, D. Maury does not speak for the Houston Rockets, and we're not a political organization." Well, that wasn't enough, right? And 2 days later, on October the 6th, the CBA, Chinese Basketball Association, said that it would suspend all cooperation with Houston Rockets. Now, we should know, the president of the CBA is Yao Ming. And who made Yao Ming a star? Houston Rockets. Now,
interesting.
Yao Ming not only did not thank Houston, did not have considered the Houston Rockets a face, but he, right, have CBA to suspend all cooperation with Houston Rockets. And then China's consulate general in Houston demanded the Houston Rockets to, quote, clarify and immediately correct the mistakes. Well, Maury deleted his tweet very quickly. They want more they want. Obviously, that wasn't enough. Okay, and CCTV5, the sports channel of China's top state broadcaster, and Thompson, internet provider, right? Or Thompson Sports, announced that they would suspend, I mean, the CCTV5 and Thompson, they'll suspend airing and live stream of Houston Rocket events. And they used to cover them because Houston Rockets is the favorite team of Chinese.
I'm kind of curious, when we come back from this break, I want to know why basketball is such a big deal. I didn't actually realize, I guess a lot of people didn't really realize basketball was a huge deal over there. I mean, why not baseball or something else?
Well, let's take a break. When we come back, we'll pick it up because that's a great point. Basketball is huge in this country, and we kind of know who's running things.
Exactly. All right, we'll be back. You're listening to We the People. Join us online, wethepeopleradio.us.
Talking about the international scandal with the NBA, not really a scandal, but international episode. And it really kind of looks like China was kind of pulling the strings on how that whole thing was handled. You left off where China had pretty much got them to retract everything they said, all the tweets, everything. How does that happen?
First of all, let's get to the question that you have asked earlier, that why basketball is so popular in China. Well, actually, basketball is not the most popular sports in China. I mean, almost many sports are very popular in China, and there's multiple reasons for it. Well, the most popular sports used to be, I don't know how it is now because Chinese people are maybe hurt by a lot. Soccer. Soccer? Football,
of course.
More popular in China. But since China has never been able to make much out of, all the investment, all the money spent, I am not sure how Chinese people like it now. But the reason sports are so important to Chinese people, I can think of at least two reasons. Number one is that is the communism, not just China, a communist country's way to show their superiority. Remember the Soviet Union? Remember Germany?
Yep.
How they used drug performance to boost their mm-hmm. Performing drug to boost their standing.
Yep.
And that's an important reason, because the communist regime seem to, you know, they aren't able to do, you know, other things as effectively, so they do this. So sports has been used to glorify their system. It's the same. Right? The Ariane superiority in sports, right? So that is one reason. Second reason is that other values, other Western values are harmful. I mean, the communists from Western, from the West are harmful. Well, sports maybe not. So, U.S. is a, you know, basketball birthplace. And so that seems to be harmless. And so they allowed, this to, it's less filtered. There are many other Western values, but sports is one that, you know, doesn't do harm to the CCP. In fact, they may use it. Right? So for those two reasons, sports are very popular. And it served as also under a repressive regime, that serves a little window for, you know, for people to maybe let out their emotion.
And that's a great point, because it really explains why they crack down so quickly on that, because it can do harm. And so uh-huh. they want to shut that down immediately.
Now, I want to point one thing out, because I can smell communism, you know, miles away.
I'll bet you can.
I bet you can.
Yes. And this particular incident is deliberate. I'm not sure how many Americans realize that this is staged, that the CCP take advantage of this. They escalated quickly. They miscalculated, okay? They think this is one case of kill the chicken to scare the monkey, where if they can conquer the NBA, well, the CCP has done this tactic many times, and without causing attention, without, you know, being you know, aware by a lot of people in the West. So mm-hmm. they want to get the message more and more clear. So in previous incidents, I don't know whether our audience is aware of them, Marriott employee was fired by Marriott for tweeting his support for Taiwan, and Mercedes was forced to apologize for using a quote from Dalai Lama. That quote has nothing to do with Tibet, right? Mm-hmm. And there were I don't remember the exact airline, but it's one of the U.S. Airlines were forced to apologize again for calling Taiwan a country. And there are just countless this little examples. But they are not NBA.
Right. That you're saying that they miscalculated by picking, so to speak, on a little bit more of a giant and getting a little bit more of a backlash.
Right. Some of the companies are bigger than NBA, right? Like Microsoft, Apple, they're bigger than NBA. But their influence are not as big as NBA.
Right.
NBA mm-hmm. is our social life. And so the CCP thought they caught the perfect example, perfect incident. And they were right at the beginning, so the NBA quickly capitulated on October 6th, the CBA suspended cooperation with Houston Rockets. And then the second day, October 7th, NBA stated that it recognized Morris's view, quote, have deeply offended many of our friends and fans in China, which is regrettable. So there's an apology. Right. What the NBA didn't anticipate and what the CCP didn't anticipate is that there's a backlash within the U.S. now, including from politicians from both sides, GOP as well as Dems, and particularly Democrats. Okay, now we have to be aware of that the NBA has been very outspoken to domestic issues. In general, NBA players and coaches are more in line with Democrats' values, right? And, for example, they have turned down the White House invitation for NBA champion Golden State Warriors, right? So have they spoken about, the gender issue in North Carolina? They canceled the All-Star event in North Carolina because, the bathroom issue of the gender case. Right. So now this time when many Democrats came out to criticize NBA, now NBA realized maybe its own base has a problem with its stand. So the next day, October 8th, NBA Commissioner Adam Silver issued a statement meant to appease everybody. That statement is to try to appease everybody. It says we respect and value each other in China, but then it says we also protect freedom of expression. Basically, it tried to cover every angle. Well, at least that's better than outright kowtowing like many other previous companies. That caused an almost like an all-out war from the CCP against the NBA. Every single one of the NBA's partners in China suspends ties with NBA.
Who would think, you could just make you're not allowed to make a comment. The crazy part is that should be the discussion. Why isn't the whole world talking about how having making a comment turns into a worldwide incident? I mean, where else does this happen? I guess there's probably a host of other countries, but at the moment, it just seems, just seems like an inappropriate response, which should catch people's attention, but it doesn't seem to have done that yet. We've got to take a really quick break, and we'll be back with our guest, Dr. Chen. We are discussing all sorts of facets about why Americans basically aren't told the truth about China. Although we're looking to right that wrong, you can find us at wethepeopleradio.us. Too much money they spend upon the moon. Well, I'm sure they make it right. I hope they never sleep at night. They better make some changes and do it soon. Our engineers brought us into the 21st century. Maybe that was the 20th century.
Come on, Michael Jordan, Bugs Bunny. That was a world famous song back in the day.
See, well, yeah. That's why you're here.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I'm here to help.
To bring us forward out of the 70s. And maybe some big hair songs out of the 80s, but not much past that. So Dr. Jen, seriously, why? Is it because, like if Apple would have had this, would it be such a big deal? Or is it because it's sports and it's a...
Because it's sport.
Okay.
Because most Americans, right, you know, we use Apple product, we use Google every day, we use people use Microsoft program every day. But that doesn't show up in our social life.
Right.
So, we don't go to parties talk about, you know.
Our phone, I mean, unless we lost it at the party.
But we talk about sports.
Yeah. Is it also that the Chinese see that as kind of a, I guess in my mind, if I were the Chinese Communist Party, like if I was going to put on my little Chinese Communist Party hat with what little I've learned about them from all of you guys, and I was going to look through their lens, that's how they portray to the world that we're just like you. Like we're just totally Western. There's nothing scary going on here. We're not keeping people in gulags. We're not harvesting their organs. We're not doing any of those things. We watch basketball just like you. And then all of a sudden it's like, uh-oh.
Hey, basketball guy, don't be saying anything bad about us.
Don't rain on our protest here.
Yeah. So you have raised a program, and as now you're raising important question. Right? The response from the CCP as well as from NBA, right, is already abnormal. It's abnormal. Hello?
Yep.
Yes.
We hear you.
Sorry about that. We were quietly listening. It's so unusual, yeah. I know.
Sorry. So, and we don't know. We have lost some of our innate, our natural behavior, and it has already unknowingly adopted to what CCP kind of demand out of us. Okay, so imagine this. Okay, we talk about Apple, Google, Microsoft. This is a big company, right? And they have thousands. They have more employees than NBA. Well, if some of them said something in their tweet. Or, you know, if Bill or Aaron, you go home and then if you use social media and you post something, will somebody hold you responsible for your radio station, for that company? Right? But in this case, Daryl Morey, right, just expressed his own opinion. And he doesn't have to be. We will not hold him responsible for NBA. Yet, the CCP holds him responsible. And unknowingly, the Houston Rockets, as well as NBA, somehow capitulate to the CCP's demand. Right? And they come out, oh, he doesn't represent NBA or Houston Rockets. Come on. Of course he doesn't. The fact that NBA or Houston Rockets needs to come out and explain that to CCP says that somehow this American organizations or companies has already subconsciously subscribed to CCP's instilled censorship. So we already have that little self-censorship in us that we subconsciously are thinking, oh, will this offend CCP? Well, we wouldn't think that when we deal with other government, if somebody, you know, says something about about Britain's exit from EU.
Oh, sure.
Will we have a concern whether that represents an organization? Well, when it comes to the CCP, we are extra careful. And that is self-censorship.
Well, I think too, it kind of shows where we are right now with in America as far as our politically correct online presence. If you say anything about anybody that they take offense to, whether it's offensive or not, immediately you have to apologize for what you said.
Which is a way to shut down speech.
That's right. That's
and you know what? The first place we started seeing... I don't know if it's the first. Well, the first place we started seeing it, and we started doing some shows about it, was with Muslim countries and topics surrounding them. You're not allowed to say anything or make any comment or compare any sort of cultural right. norms or whatever, because then you're a hater.
Right, and the bigger you are, the quicker the apology comes. I mean, if you're a nobody,
the
chances are you're not going to, you know, get that apology. But, you know, as you're saying with the CCP, they just whisper in your ear, we're offended by that, and look out. We're going to fall all over ourselves to make it right.
Uh-huh.
It's kind of frightening, really, because it gets right back to free speech. Do we have
it? How much did that help or hurt the effort in Hong Kong and kind of the resistance movement? Did it inadvertently help them or did it damage their efforts?
It brought
attention to it, so I mean.
Yeah, it definitely brought attention to it, so in the long run, it will help. In the short run, it hurts American, more than Hong Kong.
Oh, sure. Absolutely.
And the reason I said that, okay, so Adam Silver issued that statement, tried to please everybody, meant to please everybody. But if we look at action, we will see which side NBA is really showing. So I would say NBA gives the CCP the real service, but then gives American value lip service. Now let's look at some facts. So, since that day, Adam Silver's statement, fans carrying pro-Hong Kong signs were ejected from NBA exhibition game in Philadelphia. At a Washington Wizard game, pro-Hong Kong signs were confiscated by security. American reporters have been told they couldn't ask players about China controversy. And this is on TV, I saw it. A CNN reporter was instructed, basketball question only, quote, right, when she tried to question to two Rocket stars, James Harden and Russell Westbrook, right? And those two players kept their mouths shut. Right? And then there's much wider silence in CCP. In NBA. Sorry.
Mm-hmm.
I've taken NBA with CCP. But there's a wide silence from players and coaches. And the basis is the same, that we don't know the culture. We don't know the history of China. Well, this is, in itself, when I look at it, as a question mark. Wait, we Americans have a juror system. When we're called to, you know, serve on juror, not everybody's lawyer. In fact, they try to select ones who are not educated in the case. Where you're selected and you listen to the case and you use your raw judgment, not your knowledge, And so in this case, the excuse of not knowing, well, it is a reason, and this is, there's a good reason for that, and why we want to talk about why Americans are prevented from knowing. So American not knowing the situation is a real issue, but it's not an excuse.
Yeah.
Freedom of speech is a value, not a convenience.
Uh-huh. And that's the part that efforts like this,
it really hurts us when we act this way. I mean, I know you can't go to a foreign country and mouth off and say things that upset.
Especially if you're in the foreign country.
If you're in the foreign country and you say something, they have all the right in the world to say, hey, get out of here. You're out of line.
Or they need to
but for us over here to bow down and just throw our freedom of speech up really kind of says a lot for how we're willing to stand up for our values.
Yeah. We have to take another quick break. And so although you wouldn't normally think of songs from Saturday Night Fever as having anything to do with the CCP, I guess if I was going to pick a theme song for the protesters, then maybe I guess I would pick this one. So you're listening to We the People. Join us online, wethepeopleradio.us. We'll be right back. Back. We have on the line has a question for you, Dr. Chen.
David, you're up.
Yeah. Oh, appreciate it. I heard you talking about foreign trade and apologies. And, you know, if you think about market forces, operating is based upon how honest you are. And an apology can actually, you know, if you're wrong and you correct yourself, that's an advantage to your credit rating, right? That you're willing to reverse course and make things right. That's a good thing for your credit rating. So China wants to pretend that crushing people who are asking for more money per hour, you know, that sweatshops are not satisfactory to the people of Hong Kong, and that, you know, kowtowing to somebody who's going to obey silence, I mean, that ruins the credit rating of China. And similarly, America, you know, when we've got a guy who's lied over 12,000 and multi-billion lies, I've got to improve America's credit rating and, of course, impeach Trump.
Absolutely,
David. Totally not doing that. Okay, bye. Thanks for calling. Oh, I knew that wasn't going to go well. Anyway. I've never been able to apologize to anyone to improve my credit rating either. I thought that was kind of magical. I'm going to look into it, though. What the heck? Hey, we can all have 800 credit scores. Sorry. Let's say it on the air together. Okay. Sorry. Oh, hey. No, it didn't work. That's odd. Okay, well, sorry for that little deviation.
That's okay. But we brought up an important...
We did?
Now when we
accidentally?
Got to see it. No, not this. Before we went into the break.
Yeah, before the rabbit drill.
You brought up an important principle. Now we're through this analysis of the NBA, you know, saga, getting to closer and closer to the bottom line. That is, you know, freedom of speech. It's a principle. It's a value. And in this case, NBA players and coaches are making an argument, saying that, you know, because they spoke on some issue, they're required to spoke on other issues. No, this is not the case at all. It's that whether we defend this principle. Now, as an individual, you can choose to speak on any issue. Yet, when you are not allowed to speak on certain issues, the disallow, the prohibition is what goes against the principle. And freedom of expression is exactly the opposite of that. And so, Bill mentioned that the NBA did not call the CCP's foul play. That's the most important thing. And I think that's what some of the people, news media have questioned, the NBA's, silence. It's obvious that the CCP made foul play here, and they used this tactic trying to silence NBA. And NBA sidestepped that, because NBA has strength. And NBA's strength comes from America, but NBA refused to use it. Let me just give an example why NBA has a strength. So the CCP threatened to, you know, cut all events and try to punish, CCP, threatened to punish the NBA. Well, the two exhibit games that in China, the Lakers versus the Nets, both games are sold out. And the stadium are filled.
Mm-hmm. Kind of like a Trump rally.
Doesn't that say something about hurting Chinese people's feelings?
Sure.
If Chinese people's feelings are hurt, will they come to the game?
Yeah, probably. Well, probably not.
Why would not NBA call out the CCP's foul play? Right? So you don't have to say, anything that makes the thing worse. Okay? But at least you can say, we didn't do anything wrong. Look, this is an individual's tweet. In his spare time, we have no control over his free time, and you're making something out of, you're making an issue that's, not an issue. So if NBA, stand on its ground and call out the CCP's foul play, I don't think the CCP have an answer for it. And this will win the support for America. It wouldn't hurt America. But this NBA did not use it. And NBA forgot NBA's strengths come from America. In this case, NBA represents America in certain degree. And so because of that, the NBA lost respect of their fans. I have seen some programs and they ask the audience whether they have lost respect for NBA. They say yes. Majority of people would say yes. And so Americans are like Chinese, and their feeling can be hurt as well. In this case, they're hurt, right? Because to see their star players being silenced by the CCP, to see their star players, their idol, tuck their tails between their legs, hurt America. Americans have stood up against dictators,
mm-hmm.
In World War II against Hitler, in Cold War against, Soviet Union. But they have never come close, except those soldiers, okay, that fought directly in the front line. The general public, American general public, never came as close as we are now to our enemy. This NDA brought the CCP closer to Americans than ever. We learn about, you know, World War II through news media. We learn about, you know, the core through media. Right? And we, as an individual, we don't have a direct interaction with this. In this case, NBA, which we talk about in our party, it's, you know, when we watch an NBA game all the time, this brings this conflict closer than ever. Right? And that, in this sense, right, I would compare this NBA saga similar to the shock factor is closer to, is similar to Pearl Harbor. Mm. They come out of nowhere. And it hurts. Right? And yet, this, I don't even know if Americans know why it has come to here. Just a quarter century ago, you know, in 1992, 27 years ago to be exact, this nation has just won the Cold War in the most decisive manner. How this proud nation has come to this point where we witnessed this NBA thing unfolding.
How do you think this is going to play in the long run with the people in China?
Kind of harsh. You left in 30 seconds.
Well, yeah. All right. When we come back, let's talk about how this is going to...
Can you give us a really long answer in 20 seconds?
Yeah.
No pressure.
How this is going to affect their ratings, so to speak, when we come back.
We're going to come back. We're going to chat with Dr. Chen some more. You are listening to We the People. Join us online, wethepeopleradio.us.